I think because of the formality of the session, really just trying to introduce folks to the community of practice, I'm going to sit down. And what I'd like to do, in addition to talking to the slides, is walk you through one of the tools that we had used, which is Public Health Connect. For those of you on the phone, my name is John Abelera. I'm a health scientist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And I'm with the Division of Notifiable Diseases and Healthcare Information. And today what I'll be talking about, as Leslie had mentioned, is providing all of you with an update with the Case Report Standardization Work Group. If you're not involved and you have an interest, you know, we encourage you to be a part of this particular work group, but also with the other two that Ricky and Lynn will talk to you in a second or in a few minutes. The Case Report Standardization Work Group was basically started back in 2007, and it was maybe coincidentally or at the same time, it was formed in 2007 really to address public health case reporting, but at the same time, one of the I guess initiatives that we're going about was American Healthcare or Health Information Community. And they provided recommendations to Secretary of Health, Mike Leavitt, on recommendations 2.0 and 2.1, and really which was intended to address identifying a standard core set of data elements for public health case reporting. And when we talk about case reporting, we're really talking about case reports that sent from healthcare provider to public health. It's basically that initial report that public health would receive to initiate an investigation. In addition, public health would probably receive a laboratory report. So the case report was thought of to have data elements that had identifying information about who the person is, but also information about the actual physician that's reporting the condition or disease and actual the disease itself, and may or may not include laboratory result data. So sort of that differentiation between a case report and a laboratory report. But this was formed back, the work group was formed back in 2007 and intended to address AHIC recommendations, which we contributed to. A part of that recommendations, what AHIC had published, was the public health case report use case. And so the work group, in addition to identifying data elements, we really wanted to also focus on four conditions that we wanted to standardize the data element list for, which included acute hepatitis B, tularemia, anthrax, and tuberculosis. It's been just that long that I've forgotten. So since then, I think some of the key accomplishments on our part from that initial work is that we had produced two artifacts, one of which is electronic case reporting, public health case report implementation guide using clinical document architecture, CDA. And that's currently available as a draft standard for trial use. And the second piece, which is really the essence of what a public health case report needs to include, is a common list of core data elements. And that was provided in the form of a position statement submitted to the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists. And so with that, it really, with that position statement, it called on the public health community, including CDC, but also up to the level of ONC and AHIC, is really to try to recognize these data elements as core data elements in a public health case report, but also to be recognized as data elements that should be included in an electronic health record system to help support case reporting. And while you know, many of those data elements do exist, I think one of the things that we're trying to emphasize is not only should they exist, but they should exist in a standardized way, both in its representation and in content, the vocabulary behind it. So the current activities that we're actually engaged in now is really trying to address meaningful use. I mean, really, who isn't? And I think in a lot of the worlds that all of us are in now. And public health case reporting is not in meaningful use, but we expect it to be. At least there are talks that public health case report will be a part of stage three of meaningful use, and even partially in stage two, where potentially the focus will be just on cancer. But that does not address case reporting for all reportable conditions or disease in a state. So we're looking to address and harmonize common data elements for both for ELR, immunization, and syndromic surveillance, because as we started to take a look at each of those guides, those data elements do exist in these documents, and we need to make sure that they exist consistently across each of these standards that are being pushed forward for ELR, immunization, and syndromic surveillance. And then revisit the case report implementation guide that we developed in CDA. One of the challenges, I think, when we were going through this first iteration is that although the intent was to focus on using this guide to support generic, a generic case report for any reportable disease in a state or jurisdiction, I think the way it was really presented, it was that really focused on just those four conditions that we had initially worked on. Again, anthrax, acute hepatitis B, tularemia, and tuberculosis. So really revisiting that, so that way back when we approach stage three, and even before that, that we'll have an implementation guide in place for the vendors to refer to that are developing certified meaningful use systems, and public health is ready to accept whatever guide that we put out there, whether it's CDA or looking at other structures for case reporting. The second bullet we have is to review condition-specific data element standardization and harmonization. I don't know if you're familiar with the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, but they're responsible for putting forward a list of nationally notifiable diseases. And a part of that list, as part of this position statement, they include disease-specific data elements. So, and that's in the form in Section 6B. And so it's our intent as a work group to review the proposed data elements that they're asking to include in the initial case report for a specific disease to make sure that if it's asked in a position statement for, say, tuberculosis, and another position statement references or has a similar data element, then ideally it would behoove us to make sure that we are talking about the same data element if it applies. So that's what bullet two is intended to address, is really harmonizing and standardizing those data elements in position statements. And I'm going to do a plug here, because a lot of that work right now is being done and will be presented later on in the afternoon at 3:30, I believe, in Hanover G, on a strategy for distributing public health case report data elements. And that will be provided by Catherine Stays from the University of Utah, as well as Denise Wurzel from the National Cancer Institute. We'll talk about the actual platform infrastructure for distributing data elements and templates to support case report forms. So that's a really exciting presentation that I hope you all will attend. The third bullet is about developing a technical implementation guide for the CST position statements. And I'm not going to get into that so much, because there's been little work on that, but there is a need as we progress towards a more information technology-driven world that implementation guides are going to be needed for each of the position statements to make sure that it's, that we provide guidance to healthcare providers and public health alike as they are preparing themselves to receive public health case reports. And then contribute or lead the development of a public health knowledge base for case reporting. There is effort right now to develop a public health knowledge base, but really the content that we would like to focus on are those that are focused on case reporting, which may have some overlap with some of the other communities of practice, but that's okay. I think what you'll see next in a future slide is how we all have come together to work together at the various communities of practice. So the public health impact of our work goes without saying, to increase interoperability between public health surveillance systems using standard-based case reporting and working with standard development organizations like HL7, provide efficient filtering and routing of the public health data to various condition-specific public health programs, so that if you're receiving a case report for, say, salmonella, that it gets routed to the right foodborne program, or, say, STD gets routed to the right STD surveillance system, or even HIV/AIDS as well. And then to provide better quality data for public health decision-making and action. What I'm going to do in this next few slides, or not even slides here, is to sort of walk you through the... Let's see. This will do the trick. Oh. Okay. So here is the form that we used. And prior to using Public Health Connect, we used this system called Sitescape that CDC had developed and allowed states and external partners to log in to get access to information. Well, back in 2007 or 2008, I think there was the launch of Public Health Connect, or if not later in 2009, that really allowed our work group to connect with other public health and stakeholders really that's interested in this topic of public health case reporting. So this page within Public Health Connect allowed us to do just that. It allowed us to post, and many of you I'm sure are familiar with social media sites, but it allowed us to post upcoming meetings and or documents that we've been working on. And so this was a good medium for us to really use, but also to address one of the activities that we had engaged to do, which was to review CST position statements, but also to review the actual content, the laboratory content in those position statements and technical implementation guides. So it was a very fast time frame to do that. And this was a perfect outlet for us to not only work within our group, but also to reach out to the laboratory community of practice, as well as the vocabulary community of practice. So it was a really good opportunity to do that. And so as you'll see here, it included a recording of the conference call that we had and the presentation. But also, and you can see Ricky, who actually posted an attachment to some slides for this review. So it really just allowed us to communicate with our members, but also across communities of practice that are involved in these domains, these specialty domains that we do not have expertise in. The other site that I wanted to show you, I'm going to go back to my slide now. And so going forward, I think, we'll continue to use Public Health Connect, but there's a growing, use within CDC to use SharePoint. And although both are very useful, they do have their limitations. And my hope that we could use both at the same time, but my hope is that as we stand up SharePoint within our own environment, that we're able to make it available to external users, because I think it provides a good way, not only also communicating, but sharing calendars. It also allows us to do some more document sharing and document editing and versioning that we did not have control of using Public Health Connect. If you had updated a document, you were to repost that same document. And so hopefully going forward, this will allow us to communicate with our stakeholders, but also work on products that we're engaged in at the time to be able to distribute and have a current version up to date for folks to access. So I guess if you want me to, I'm done with my slides, but if you wanted me to take questions now or...
Yes.
I can, or we can hold off, it's up to you.
Are there any questions from the audience?
If I may, I wanted to put a plug in for, John, you were saying you're helping with developing the knowledge base, mm-hmm. and so I wanted to put a plug in that after the conference on Thursday, we have a full day workshop of trying to find out the requirements for a public health reporting knowledge base. So basically what we're trying to do is get the functional requirements on how to communicate the criteria machine readable to providers so that their EHR systems can actually automatically pull the reports together when there is a case. So if anybody is still here Thursday and has a day to come and work with us on that, that'd be great. So that was one plug I wanted to.
It was a very good and important plug.
Are there any other questions from the audience?
I don't know if we can see virtual meeting.
Are there any virtual questions? Okay.
Well, let me just kind of get a sense. How many of you are connected on publichealthconnect.org? Just one person. Okay. Of the 200 people in this in the audience, mind you, the virtual conference. And for those of you at home or in your office, I can see your hands raised, so thank you. But it's really a good way to really connect, and I think what Ricky and Lynn will probably talk about are their contributions to that as well. So thank you.